Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
I like to work more of my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real be talking. I want to ask all my gang the real question. How is that? What do you do?
Thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible.
Now, last week we had a spectacular show. You know how I do, but we're doing something different. So when you want to hear last week's episode in the archives, you go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Don't forget, April 18th, we have the one and only Rob Bass in the building. He's going to come down and let us know what's going on with him. And you know, let us know, you know, he got this. He's the executive producer of this play, Unequally Yoked. You know, three shows. This is today, Saturday, and Sunday. I will fill y'all in on the time of the shows and all that. But right now, I want to fill y'all in on, we have another spectacular show for y'all, like I said. What we're going to do is, we're going to discuss the GQ General Question. I see y'all already on the line. And the topic for this evening is, what would you do if you found out your mate slept with your sibling while y'all was together? And you found this out 2 days before y'all wedding. And they respond to you when you ask them is, I will explain it after we get married. Would you still get married or you call it off? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you could call in and give your comments on that. Or you could just, you know, sit back, relax, and listen to the show and the music that he's performing and playing for y'all. Alright? Then from 7 to 8, we have up-and-coming artist Aries Marquise in the building. I'm pretty sure you remember Aries Marquise. He was on before with that fire. Guaranteed, always be here. You know, he's doing his thing. He's definitely taking it to another level. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to sit back, relax, enjoy the tune. Like I said, if you want to, press 1 to join in on the topic. And you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is how we're doing it now. We'll be right back after this brief commercial. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
Beautiful, yes. Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover, is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's butter, baby. GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites. 65,000 listeners are still rising within 2 years. 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we're playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesday, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body, karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KL and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll-free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace Radio.
In one more time on what the topic is. The topic is, what would you do if you found out your mate was, if you found out your mate was with your sibling while y'all was together, and you found this out 2 days before y'all was getting ready to get married, and you asked them, and their response was, I will explain everything after we get married. Would you still get married or would you call it off? Press 1 to go on the air or stay on the line to hear the show and enjoy the music. What we're going to do, we're going to get some tunes. When you press that one button, we'll go on the air. If not, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Be on that GQ Palace, love and life, love and life, love and life.
GQ Palace Radio.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Alright, come on, all the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost, yeah, we going off a text drive. Let's get ghost, seen enough, baby, let's ride. All the girls in the club, know I never ride. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. Let's get ghost. That's right, we could disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down. Why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 36, 24, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What was that, peep game, you don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free. Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she doing that. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Yeah, me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I've seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding that's every night.
Keep your power,
power, power, power, power. Get up, but you fall. Let's get ghost. This a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' down a la Sante. drink a shot straight. No chaser, I'm your girl's choice. Yeah, I don't chase her, but she feeling me and really see why you in the club with your girl steady grilling me. Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Mo. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby, let's get ghost. What a smoke, yeah, I like the way she doing that. Let's get ghost, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost, sing it up, baby, let's ride. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your phone. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grams in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down for a bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, dime piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time when you life, right? All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth when they're talking to my mic. 1, 2, yeah, I like the way she doing that. Let's get ghost, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost, I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost, all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball. Let's get ghost, yeah.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
Dime, I'm even my top, no, I got dough. She on the same tip I'm on, ready to blow. I'm sitting on your click, and your chick wanna ride. And it drops 6:45, and on your spot. That money on my mind all the time, gotta get it. I'm trying to see them figures like Jay Diddy and Biddy.
GQ Palace Radio.
I got more rings than the Universal. I don't feel none of y'all, cause my hands froze. Well, then all of this. I'm the man, yo, check, yo, money, on top of money, that's what I'm talking about. Bounce with me if you know this what I'm talking about. Popular dollar, I am who they talking about. Ain't talking dollars and I don't know what you talking about. Everybody know me, Della Rise. They call me the all pretty woman in my entourage. I'm a rock star. Billy is gold to touch. Getting money, player in the game, moving out of business. Phone better can bring like skin back. A trill cat, fresh meat, matching fitted cat. Being broke is a state of mind, I ain't into that. Too much of reason I rap about, I'm really living at. And if you can relate, tell that DJ bring it back. Chat, I'm trying to get up on his cash. I be on my toes while you sitting on your... Never had an off-night ball like I'm Jordan. I go real hard till I'm sitting on the fortune. I play real hard cause I work hard for it. That's why I'm at the bar tipping off y'all mortgage.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Hundreds, no frontin'. I live a good life every night, smash something. Getting chicken, only thing listed on the agenda. I get advance money, little homie, you a beginner.
GQ Palace,
you know how to spot a winner. You could let me fast like a baseball pitcher. Left hand on the wheel and my right hand liquor.
I hate a one to jack in my last is a flicker.
Now I'm in the spot like them haters going through it. My music on the radio, your girl singing to it. Wishing she was with me cause she know that I'm the coolest. Got laid for days, my team is the bluest suit-ish. Working the trap and we all hustling. Doing what we gotta do to keep that money coming in. If I'm holding that work, Dollar Simmons, I'm rushing it. So I'm on the clock, non-stop for the love of
big money.
Big money.
Abu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio
with Rich Money.
Situation crucial, resistance futile. I rise like the perfect storm, like it's a movie. So great from those
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace.
Find a way, struggle for your time when they tie to my mind. Don't lose your faith, the truth is the way. Patient man, write it down, keep them safe. Moving our silence, don't back violence. He's teaching time, let's use Bible for guidance. Show us the faith, we all wanna see. I can't hear a good life, get the one of full life. Ain't no magic, no focus, focus. Hard work, strength, never don't lose focus. Anyone talk to you, easy or bogus. Grabbing a bird when you try to rise up. Soon as this is take one, moving my size up. So life broke one time for your life. I'm trapped.
I know it's been a while. We did overdo it for a little something on this music thing. But with me right now, I have Barry. Barry, are you there?
What's up? What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Barry? Yeah, I expect to go a little overboard. We went a little overboard with the music. But I want to thank you for joining us. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yeah. What if you was getting married and in 2 days you found out that your fiance or girl was sleeping with your sibling? What would you do, right?
Yeah, you know, either way, male, female. Now, what would you do if you found that out? And then when you asked them, they said, "I'll explain everything after we get married."
That's a good one. You know what I do? I thought I would just break out, but you know what? I like to have fun and give back to people in a certain kind of way. So you know what I would do? I would say okay, and then I would go up, and when we go through the whole ceremony, and when the pastor or reverend will say, "Get ready to say, if anybody have objection," and I would say, "I do," in the audience, and I would say, "Oh, you know, my sibling, you know, here would like to speak up," and if they wouldn't, then I would just tell everybody the truth, and I would just put both of them on Front Street, you know. And I would do it that way. And then, you know, they would look stupid because they was playing me the whole time. That would be my little way to get back.
So you would go through the whole process of the wedding.
Yeah.
And then
like I was going to accept it, and they'd be probably laughing aside saying, "Look at this sucker," or whatever, and whatever else. And I'd say, "Oh, yeah, it's okay. You know, I love you," whatever, and "I forgive you," whatever. And then I would get there, and right when guys get ready to say, either "I do" or "Does anybody have objection?" I don't know which one I would do it on, what cue I would do it on. But I would do on one of those cues. Either does he say "I do," or I would say, "If anybody has something against this," and then I would just put them on Front Street and say, "Hey, you know, I just found this out, da da da, so and so, so and yes." And then I would put my friend or whoever else on Front Street and my sibling or my fiance,
so,
or whatever.
I mean, what if you got strong feelings for this person? You know, when you got strong feelings for some people, for a person, you get that lovesick feeling. That's not a good feeling. So,
no, I would be broke. I would do it, but that's why I would kind of, I would be going through so many more. Of course, anybody that says it would be all good or wouldn't, they'll be lying. They'll be lying. So you got, I mean, if you're going to marry somebody, you're deeply in love or whatever else, not unless you marry them for a reason.
You do have people out here that knows that they may been with somebody in their family and they still proceed to be with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that... in my family, I mean, that's pretty much in every flame, I think, but in my family, it definitely happened on, I mean, we know about that, you know, and it was funny, like, we talked on the other show the other night with the kissing cousin thing. There's always, like, some, like, secrets, and nobody perfect. There's always a lot of hidden secrets with any relationship, so, but I would do that. I would put them on Front Street and just let them kind of explain everything, you know, and everybody would probably say, "Why did I let it?" You know, and I would just do it like that. It would be like a little payback. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that was my next question to you. Like, why would you even let it go so far to going to the altar and getting everything done to have put on Front Street, you understand?
Yeah.
To go through all this for this person. And then, you know, at the end, it's like, to me, you're still giving them the upper hand.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if I or the other choice would be, but I would do it that way. But the other choice was to make her explain, like call everybody up and tell them, you know, this is what happened. I wouldn't do it. I would just tell them to do it, because then everybody would be questioning me, and they're really the ones with the secret. So I might do it that way, but I think I would do it that way though, the first way. That would be me. I would feel so betrayed and hurt, like, you know, I would have to try to, you know. I mean, with 2 days, you can't get, I mean, things are paid for. It's like, not like you can just go get everything back. And so, you know, I would do it that way, the first way.
There was this movie on the other night, right? I'm going to tell you about it. There was this movie on the other night. And there was this guy, I can't remember the name of the movie, and he was going with the female. Trying to find out, they was about to get married, and the female found out that he was with his sister. He was with her sister. Now, the funny thing here is, she didn't leave him because she was with his sister. She was with her sister. Now, what happened was the sister brought her his old girlfriend. And his old girlfriend came and said that he had left her at the altar.
Oh. Oh, okay. So that was like a little payback too then.
Yeah, so that's why she wound up not marrying him. To me, I feel like if you're not going to marry him, then don't marry him because he's been with your sister.
Right.
You understand? I think that was a little confusing thing right there. But
yeah,
I think it's hard for a person to actually continue on with a wedding after finding out, you know, regardless of how long. Let me ask you, what if you was with this person for 6 years?
Uh-huh.
And you found out this happened almost 5 years ago. You understand? See, that's the catch of the whole story.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay, you understand?
That's a whole different
whole story.
That changes the whole.
It also depends on how long it happened and how long you've been with this person. You understand what I mean?
Right. Now that makes it altogether different. Yeah, because something in the past you got to forgive. And 5 years is forgivable.
Okay.
5 years is forgivable. Because that happens a lot, too. I mean, like in my family, too. Like, you know, my cousin was going with somebody, and then he wasn't with him for like 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, the girl came. I was around, and the girl came on to my cousin, not making it right. And he started going with it, and my other cousin kind of found out. He flipped. He acted like it was all right, but it wasn't. He was like, oh, it's all good. But he was really, you could see that he was fuming. It was funny, because I went to my aunt's house, and and then she came out of the room, out of my cousin's room, and that used to go with my other cousin. He lived in the city. He's out in Long Island, and he was like, what's up with this? And then, he said, my cousin, he didn't know how to tell him. So it was a really uncomfortable situation. He was like, oh, it's all good, you know, Lisa, you were good, you know. But he was really tight. He was really tight. But didn't come to find out, he had been with my cousin's girl. Like, my cousin was found out. So it did go, but just the whole scenario you just said, that's what it was. It was. So it was all good at that, you know, but everybody, you know, you feel uncomfortable with it. But if it's 5 years later, then I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just giving an example. You know,
you're right.
So I want to repeat the topic to them again, just in case they want to press one.
Okay.
Today's topic is, what would you do if you found out your mate slept with your sibling while y'all was together, and you found this out 2 days before y'all wedding? And when you asked them, they said, I will explain everything after we get married. Will you still get married or call it off? You know, so we got some new calls on the line. So if you want to join in on the topic, you can press one and sit back and listen to the show. To me, it also depends on the length you've been with the person.
Right.
And again, it depends on how much pride you have within yourself as a man.
Right.
And you know how you feel about yourself as a woman to actually proceed with this. Because you could think about it, okay, even though it's been that long, let's say you have a party and you just see them looking at each other, would you still think that It's a sex thing actually going on with them. You understand?
Yeah, it always run through your mind, like, you know, you'd always have that question about, you know, was they really in love, or how good they were, you know, that, you know, was, you know, are they going to go back? That's why I'd be so uncomfortable, because hey, this just happened to I don't know if they left, my son's friend. He was with a girl for like 8 years, and she pays all the bills, right? And he keeps losing his job and just going out, and because my son's like a, you know, executive with this with Bacardi, and he goes on a lot of you know, like shows and stuff, and goes to clubs and stuff, and for, you know, promotions, and he went with my son, it was nothing happened, and the girl, it was been 8 years, and she went out with her girlfriends and got drunk, and she slept with this guy, and she came back and told him. I mean, she felt so guilty, even though she had put him out like the last few times in like the last 6 months, but she felt so guilty, and she told him. Now he's like devastated, and then he ran out and took my, after all this, he didn't want to be bothered, he was with her for 8 years, he took all his money out of his bank, like $900, and he went and bought an engagement ring, and she said she didn't want it. So he's going through it right now. So that's kind of a thing.
He found this out and still proposed to her.
He messed around because his heart was so broken, and he keeps losing jobs or whatever else, and he ran out. He had $900 in the bank, saving like in case, because she keep putting him out. He was kind of saving it for like emergency apartment, and he ran out and got an engagement ring, and she said no. And she went back over to the guy's house to hang out, but she said she didn't sleep with him. But, like, he's going through it real, real tight right now. Like, he's telling my son, I don't know what to do. You know, so, and, you know, I say this, when you're with somebody for 8 years, even though if somebody cheats, it's like something new. It could be good or bad, but it's like a difference. And she's kind of open up now, because he was the only second boyfriend since high school, because they're young, they're in their 20s. So now she's experiencing something different. And she was upset, but now he's in his mind, every time she goes out, he thinks that, you know, she's going up, you know. So he just tried to get, and she don't want to be bothered right now. So it's a funny situation, you know.
Wow.
And it wasn't like the guy, it's somebody in the circle that they know. It wasn't like it was a guy that she's never going to see again. She knows where the guy lives at, and she went back to his house. So he must know the guy. I don't know the whole detail, but he's going through it.
Wow.
And so he was willing to marry and everything, and she doesn't want to get married. You know, she says, why you want to marry him now? You've been 8 years, and then you've been messing up, and now all of a sudden I go out and cheat on you, and you want to marry me. And that's under the wrong pretenses to try to get married, too. So
I'm going
to
tell you a story about that when it happened to a friend of mine. But hold on, we have another call. We're going to bring them on. Hello, right. Carla, are you there?
Good evening. Yes, I am.
Hello. Did you
hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I did. However, can you repeat it so I make sure I answer the question correctly?
Okay. The topic is, what would you do if you found out your mate slept with your sibling while y'all was together? And you found this out 2 days before y'all wedding. And when you ask them, their response is, I will explain everything after we get married. Will you still get married or call it off?
When I was a child, I acted like a child. I spoke as a child. When I became an adult, I put all childish things aside. I've cheated. I've been in relationships that I've been cheated on. However, as an adult, if my mate, I found out that my mate slept with one of my siblings a couple of days before the wedding, I would definitely call the wedding.
No. I didn't say it. Oh, see, wait. I didn't say a couple of days before the wedding. I said you found out 2 days before your wife.
Right, that's where I had it.
Oh, I found out.
That's where I got it.
I found out 2 days. So they had slept together, however, sometime before. No, 2 days before the wedding. No, the wedding would be called off. I would not I would not marry this person. And I would definitely have a talk with my sibling, and I wouldn't even want to hear my fiance's side of the story. I would just cut all ties.
Okay. Now, let me tell you what I did with the last caller. Let's say this was, you've been with this person 6 years and y'all decided to get married, and you found out that they slept together 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, quite a few years ago. Okay.
See, that makes a big switch on it.
Yeah, see, the moral of it is you gotta look inside the question.
Yes, 5 years ago.
Yes, it's a big change on it.
Right, it makes a difference. It makes a difference if he slept with her a week ago and then when if he slept with her 5 years ago. I think we'd have that talk right away. He and I would have that talk right away.
You would still get married?
Yes.
Okay, you still get married. Now, what about the present? Now, what if you see your husband with your sibling that he slept with, and they just looking at each other? Wouldn't you have a vibe about, you know, is they still doing something?
I would definitely feel some type of way. Yes,
yep.
I would. Yes.
You see, it's a tricky question.
It is.
It's a very tricky question, but still, everybody has morals. You understand? To me, I feel like I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
care if it was 7 years ago. I wouldn't care if it was 10 years ago. The point is,
uh-huh.
we was together and you still did it.
Uh-huh.
So what makes me think that you're not going to do it anymore?
True. I'm the type of person, I'm the type of person that holds grudges. So it'd be hard. It would be a very tough pill to swallow. Very hard decision to make. Very hard. I would definitely continue to feel some type of way, and I would definitely need some nurturing, some counseling, some peer groups, all sorts of, you know, support. It'd be hard.
Some peer groups. Wow.
Yeah. That's some devastating ish to go through. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Did you need some counseling?
Huh?
What did you say? You need some counseling?
I'd probably need some counseling, some peer groups, and yeah. I need some help.
You need some codependence counseling, codependency.
Oh, God. No, I would need some women who have gone through the same thing that could, you know, that have gone through it and gotten through it. And
that's supposed to be your biggest day of the year. That's really, I mean, it's a life-changing thing.
Like I said, that would be a tough pill to swallow. That's definitely a hard situation.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've cheated in my past, and I've been cheated on, you know.
Yeah.
However, in my, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
That's
see,
definitely
that's
a great topic.
That's
yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because, like, when he switched the question up, like, you know, I answered the exact same thing you did. Like, I said, well, I told him that if it was, like, a couple of days before, I thought it was, like, you know, they were still each other, I would go do the wedding and then I would say when the reverend or the pastor said, does anybody have objection or say, get ready to say I do, then I said, I do.
No, you know why?
And they would say, what? And I'd say, I'll call them out and say, ask them. You know, I would put them on front sheet.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they was like doing it still right behind my back at the time, but 5 years and it's a big difference. But like you said, if you go out, you're still going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to run through your mind.
Yeah,
no,
of course.
That's why you can't just put it like, if you put it like that, it's going to obviously be something that they're going to be like, well, yeah, I'll get married. It's only been 5 years. You understand what I mean? So that's why I didn't put no time or no, you know, how long or anything like that. You understand? Because
right.
to me, a person, they're sitting there thinking, just like y'all, y'all sit there and y'all thought. But it was like, okay, yeah, well, it was 2 days before it went, no, I'm not going to get married. That's obvious. You know, you understand? Me, that's obvious, but you got people that's been with somebody, and they also been with somebody in their family, and they still got married to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's in every family.
I'm
pretty sure it's in every family. People don't know about it. But just like we
uh-huh.
talked about the kissing cousin stuff, there's a lot of hidden secrets, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Oh, yes.
A lot of hidden secrets, especially in small towns.
Oh, yes.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, it's an excellent question, an excellent topic. I mean, you could debate it back and forth for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, but see, that's why I say, you know, like it was a topic the Diva Squad had on the other day. Which one do you love or loyalty? Which one is most important?
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, which one would you say is more important?
Right.
You understand?
A lot.
Loyalty. Like, I answer loyalty because if you're loyal to somebody, I think the love comes behind. But sometimes, like, if you're stupid in love, you can just do dumb stuff. And people,
love,
like, stuff like you can just accept it. I just seen so many friends that are stupid in love and accept some crazy stuff. And it makes you like a fool or whatever else. I don't know. I know you're supposed to forgive and forget, too. But I think if you're straight loyal, everything will fall into place. But if you're not loyal to somebody, then it's not good. I think loyalty goes a long way.
I agree. I agree there. Yes, definitely.
I think that conquers it all. If somebody's loyal to you, you know they got your back totally, then I think everything will fall into place. But if you're totally in love and somebody's playing you or whatever else, you just make dumb decisions based on love, and then it's unhealthy. You know?
Okay. Let me ask y'all this. Let me switch it up a little. People, if you're already on the air and you want to join in the topic, all you do that, all you have to do is press 1. Or you can still sit back and listen to the show. If you're on your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. Now let me ask y'all this. Let's play a little indecent proposal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you sleep with a stranger for $1 million? Unprotected sex.
No.
Say it again, Rich. Would I sleep with some unprotected sex for $1 million?
Yeah.
No.
No, I mean, they
pausing on that, like they thinking about it.
How butter is she? Nah.
I would not.
I would not.
That's not worth it, because if it's only for like a half an hour gratification or whatever, then you gotta kind of suffer for the rest of your life. Like it's not a death sentence no more, but you gotta take medicine and it kind of interrupts your life on a lifetime, which you know.
Right,
but
what if the person has something? Do we get to see the medical record before it's
right? Right. Yeah, you gotta have. I got mine. You gotta show some proof.
Right.
No, see, I never said the person had anything.
Oh, that's right. That's true too.
I never said. I said, would you see unprotected sex? I never said the person had anything.
Oh yeah, you're right about that too.
All I said is, would you sleep with somebody for $1 million?
No. No. No.
See, back in the day, you didn't have to worry about that. I didn't mind it. Go about your business.
You know what? Wait, because I don't know what's going on. Oh man!
Give me, Lord.
Oh Lord. Okay, let me get it together.
Ask for forgiveness.
Together. Look, we're gonna take a brief intermission, and we're gonna be right back. All right? Oh Lord! Oh, we'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. Is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard, cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's butter. Baby.
once again, the topic is, what would you do if you found out your mate slept with your sibling while y'all was together, and you found out this 2 days before y'all got married? And their response is, I will explain everything to you after we get married. Would you stay together or call it off? Then we went into the indecent proposal. Will you sleep with someone for $1 million, unprotected sex? I mean, you know, it's just a lot of ways to look at that, too. Are you with somebody when you do it? If you was with somebody, would you do it? If you were single, would you do it?
Right. Think about the amount of times that you've slept with someone unprotected since you've started having sex in your life. So you did that for free. You know, you took that chance for free. So get paid for it. You might as well get paid for it. If you're going to put yourself out there for free, mm-hmm. put yourself out there for a large amount, a quantity of money.
Now, okay. Rich, is that age limit? Because if you're 65, you go. She's like a 29 butter.
You know what?
Take that man and go. I'll go traveling until I quote.
Hold the line.
We
have another caller. Hello,
I quote.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome to the college. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
I heard a couple of topics there. a couple.
Okay.
But you can repeat them, and then I'll answer them one at a time.
Okay, the first topic is, what would you do if you found out your mate slept with your sibling while y'all were together, and you found this out 2 days before y'all wedding, and you asked them, and their response is, I will explain after we get married. Would you still get married, or would you call
no.
it off?
No, I'm not getting married. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do
okay,
it.
Okay, now, what if you've been with this person 6 years, and you found out this happened 5 years ago?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get married, because the relationship is based on a lie, because... And that meant that my family member or my sibling, whoever it was, is looking in my face, smiling in my face, knowing that they hadn't been with him. And he didn't respect me enough to tell me that he slept with my sibling. So what is that?
What?
And you want to wait? You want to wait for us to get married so that you can tell me? No, that's sneaky right there.
No, let me decide.
I didn't say.
They told you. I said you found out.
Right. And what I'm saying, you said they said that they'll tell me after we get married. Right?
Yeah. No.
Right.
No,
and what
I said they'll explain it to you after they get married. Okay,
right.
Yeah,
they'll
right.
explain it to me after we get married. So what I'm saying is, no, I'm not going to marry you, because that means you knew exactly what the situation was, and you want to wait for me to marry you in order for you to tell me, when you could just respect me and love me enough to tell me as soon as I find out. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait. Don't tell me, oh, I'll explain later. No, explain it to me now, because it's been all this time, and obviously you didn't explain it to me. So tell me what it is before we walk down the aisle.
What's the difference from them explaining it to you later, explaining it to you after the wedding, after y'all get married?
Because it's my decision if I want to be with someone that already slept with my sibling. That's my decision. That's not that person's decision for me. That's my decision. In my life, I don't want my sister, my cousin, my brother, whoever. I don't want anybody's sloppy seconds. You know, let me make that decision on whether or not I want to be with someone that slept with my sibling. That's my choice. That's not for someone to decide for me. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's a respect and loyalty thing, you know? Respect
okay,
me enough
let's say,
to know.
Okay. Let's say they give you, they explain it to you, because that's what you said. They explain it to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say they explain it to you. And and you feel, let's just say in general, you feel it's a good enough reason.
But But see, to me, there's no good enough reason. That's why I want you to tell me ahead of time.
So I'm not gonna marry the person. So what you're doing is you're leading that person on, like they led you on.
I'm answering your question, right. though. You asked me what would be the difference if they would have told me then versus now. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying the difference is let me decide what I want to do. If you wait, you're deciding for me regardless of how I feel. That means you're not respecting me enough to be with me and understand and love me and understand that I want to know what the situation is in advance. Let me make my own decision. Don't make it for me. That's what I'm saying. But it's my opinion. You know, it's my personal opinion.
Okay, yeah,
I'm just saying I wouldn't get married.
I wouldn't. Okay, you wouldn't get married. Now, if you should propose, mm-hmm. would you sleep with someone for $1 million?
No.
Unprotected sex.
No. See, that's why I wanted you to repeat the question, because the questions are very tricky, Mr. Rich Money. So no, I would not do it. No, I wouldn't do it. But I think it was funny what the caller said, you know, about, you know, back in the day, you know, not, you know, secret is quiet is kept, pretty much. Nobody knows. But no, I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I think I'm worth more than $1 million, but I'm just saying.
I think I am.
I think I'm priceless. And you can't buy me, and you're not gonna buy me with $1 million and then give me AIDS later on. Because will I be alive to enjoy that money? Probably not.
Right. What if you're 65 though?
There's pills. There's pills for females and males. But after you give me something, am I going to be alive to enjoy this $1 million? Probably not.
No.
Right.
And if I'm 65, that means my immune system ain't that strong anyway, so I'm in trouble.
You know what? So you get that $1 million and go traveling for 10 years.
You know what? With my luck, there'll be some problems. That's what I'm just saying.
I'll be hanging in there and suffer, right?
That's right. Look, they not gonna bury me with that money. Trust and believe. So I'm
exactly.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so what if your spouse came and asked you that and informed you that? Well, listen, somebody, you know. Let's take you back to a decent proposal, and that's how bad you're doing. And your spouse asks you, well, this person wants me to sleep with them for $1 million. Would you let your spouse do it? Now, think about the predicament that you're in now.
No. Because you know what? Mm-mm. I'm sorry. I'd rather be broke and living on the streets before I let my man have sex with somebody for $1 million. And for my man to be able to come and ask me, that means he has a lack of respect for me. I'm sorry. Because you know what?
But you're supposed to love me no matter what.
It's all right. And we look.
Excuse my French. Like Martin Lawrence said, you're assed out. You don't have nothing.
It's all right. I'd rather be assed out with no place to live, living on the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on now. Okay, other callers. You know what?
Look. Times is hard. You know, times is hard. I get it. But guess what? As long as you pray about things and you believe in God and your faith is strong, it's going to work out. You might be asked out for now, but that don't mean you always going to be asked out. You go ahead and have sex for $1 million and get something that you can't get rid of. Then what?
Mm. Yes.
And you're really going to be asked out and homeless. I'm just saying.
Okay, mm-hmm. So other callers, how y'all feel about that?
What? Turn around, man.
All jokes aside, it's not worth your life.
Your
spouse came to you and said, listen, this man want me, or this woman want me to sleep with them for $1 million. We have no money. We've been about to make it throwing out. You know, we can't wash up in this. You just ass out. You're homeless.
I will tell my spouse then, yes, you sleep with that person for $1 million. Divorce me right before then, right after that.
Right, keep it moving.
And give me half a million. Hey, give me half a million and keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Because if my spouse has the balls to ask me if it's okay if he sleeps with someone for $1 million, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to have the balls to say, yes, honey, you can do that, but best believe we will be divorced right after that, and I want half a million plus you paying for the divorce, honey. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Because even in that movie, Rich, the guy, she liked it. Like I said, it's something different. And she liked, you know, remember he was like worrying about it, and she enjoyed it for that weekend, whatever. Like I said, it's something new. Like my son's boy is going through. It might not be love, but it's just something different because they was together 8 years, and then, you know, the guy, you know, she slept with the guy. So now she's kind of wide open a little bit, even though she still loves him. But she's wide open a little bit. So I told him he's going to have a long summer.
And love,
you know?
He pushed her.
That's why he ran and spent his last $900 in the engagement ring, because that's what he did. He pushed. She said that. She said, now you want to try to get engaged. You've been screwing up for 8 years. I've been taking care of you and paying everything. And all of a sudden, I go cheat. And she was honest. She didn't have to tell him, but she was so convicted, and she started crying and felt.
Relationship.
No, she was honest with him. She went back over to the guy's house, but she said she didn't sleep with him. But, like, he's like, his mind's going crazy. Like, you know, it's always in his mind every time she go out to the store or something. You know, so that's when he went and took his last $900, and he gave her the engagement ring, and she said no. But he's tripping.
It's sad. Relationships are hectic. Relationships are, it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
It does, and you know what? And you can't go into it. Into it lying and then expect something good out of it. You know, that's my biggest, like, pet peeve. It's like when you go into something lying, what do you think the end result is going to be, really?
You can't rush.
Exactly. It's like what's going to happen is that person's going to feel betrayed. That person's going to feel like, wait a minute, my whole relationship was based on a lie.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, let it be my decision, but tell me, respect me and tell me enough, whatever it is. Let me make that decision. Don't make it for me, you know?
And I've been saying for a long time, for a while now, some years, there is such thing as relationship addiction. I stopped speaking about it for a while because I had, you know, come to the realization that I was, you know, not only a victim of it, but I had not become victorious in getting out of that relationship addiction. I was on my way when I started speaking about it, but listen, it's hard. Relationship addiction, it exists.
If you spend years with that person, it's hard to walk away. If you got kids, I mean, it's not an easy task just to walk away. I mean, if you're in a relationship, but before you make that move, it's different. But it's a good topic.
Definitely. For some people, it is. Some people are just no, zero tolerance. The hell with you. I'm not tolerating this. I don't give a darn. Boom, bam, I'm out. But, you know, there are some people who, you know, I can speak for myself. I was definitely, like I said, a victim of relationship addiction, and I thought I was victorious, you know, and getting through it. But I had not even been over it. I was just in the beginning when I started talking about it. So it's a long process. I'm going to write a book one day. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think some of y'all are taking jacks. Because.
Is that because you would do it yourself?
Huh?
Is that because you would do it yourself?
I'm not saying that to be in a desperate situation. This is what I mean by y'all don't look in between the questions.
You know what? It's funny. You had me going for a minute there. So you said look in between the questions. I don't understand that one.
You explain some things to certain people sometimes. What's in between the question?
Right. Look.
Okay, now this is what I said. I said, This is a totally different question from the last one.
Here we go, y'all.
I said, would you let your spouse sleep with somebody for $1 million? Right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I said, right? Now, okay, so you let your spouse sleep with this person for $1 million. Remember, excuse my French, you're assed out. You're assed out. So my thing here is, you're assed out. You got nowhere to go. You got no home. You got no food. You got nothing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now, the thing here is, okay, this is where the protective sex come in at.
Mm-hmm.
If we ass out, believe me, okay, yeah. I'm going to let you sleep with him. Because when we get that money, we going to come totally well, because you ain't going to never get this nigga again.
Okay, now, okay, Rich Money, let me throw my motion in that, okay? Let me throw a monkey wrench in there for you, okay, the Rich Money, okay?
I said protected sex.
No, you didn't.
Did I just now say that, y'all?
You just said
protected sex.
That's right now.
What I said. Remember, this is not the same question as the first question.
Oh, okay.
Listen to what I am saying. I like to throw tricky questions in, you know.
I can totally understand. I have been married and have been cheated on, knowing that my husband had unprotected sex and took him back. So.
You're at risk right there.
Right. So. Being that I did that, and I didn't get anything out of the deal, now you got me thinking, Rich Money. If he asked me, could he do it for $1 million, being that I let the fool do it, you know, for no money and took him back, should I now?
You get your legs to drive around, that's right.
Right, but guess what? But guess what the trick to that is? Who's to say he comes to you and asks you, or the caller, if your wife or girlfriend comes to you and asks you, who's to say after you give them your approval and your consent, they're going to get the $1 million and still be with you?
I want it on paper, written in paper.
But that will hold up in court. That will hold up in court.
I want it notarized. Let me get it notarized and stamped. We get it notarized. Stamped.
Now, some guys let her do for $100, man. Let's be for real.
Well, listen, y'all.
Look. And some females give it up for free.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
You know, some guys, you know how to go. So,
you know what, y'all? I actually have another segment going on. I didn't realize it was so late. We have another segment coming on, all right? And it's up-and-coming artist Arius Marcy. I don't know if y'all remember him before, but guaranteed and always be here. He's doing big things, he's taking to another level, and he got some new tracks that's fire. I'm pretty sure y'all remember him once y'all hear the voice and how he get down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so y'all can stay on the line and listen in, and you know, give your feedback on his songs when he come on, and let him know what you think about it. But I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. All right?
All right, peace. I ride with you, brother.
All right. I'll be back. And I enjoy y'all. But remember, if it's not a special guest and I have a general question, you're going to have to look inside the question.
Deep inside.
Just inside the question.
Deep inside.
All right?
Deep inside for $1 million.
I want to thank y'all for joining me this evening. We're going to be right back with Arius Marquise, and we're going to hear some of his fire singles, Old Scotland. Old Scotland, Love Me For Me, and Perfect World. He's doing big things. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Fowler's Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby! Woo!
Extra, extra, read all about it. He's rocking the mic, do you know we're taking over? No time for talk, cause I'm ready to explode, yeah. I'm always in the letter, ready to be. Extra, read all about it. He's rocking the mic, do you know we're taking over? No time for talk, cause I'm ready to explode, yeah. I'm always in the letter, ready to be. A long time, extra, read all about it. He's rocking the mic, do you know we're taking over? No time, cause I'm ready to explode, yeah.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey D Structure. Formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked. What's the deal, y'all? You already know what it is. It's your boy, Mikey D, NYC representative, you know what I mean? Q Burrow, we does the damn thing. Mark Mills up in this motherfucker. Stark Collar. We got my man G-Rap. Y'all know what we do. Right now, I'm about to blaze this track with my dude E-Rock.
Peace, peace, coming from Peace World. This your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you locked in GQ Palace Radio with my man Richie Money.
What's the deal, y'all? You already know what it is. It's your boy Mikey D, NYC representative, you know what I mean? Q Burrow, we does the damn thing. Mark Mills up in this motherfucker. Stark Collar.
That's
right. What's the deal, y'all? You already know what it is. It's your boy, Mikey D, NYC representative, you know what I mean? Q Burrow, we does the damn thing. Mark Mills up in this motherfucker. Stark Collar. We got my man G-Rap. Y'all know what we do. Right now, I'm about to play this track with my dude E-Rock. What the fuck? Niggas must be up to something. Standing there frontin' like they tough to something. Big man tried to flex, soon as I seen him, but he ain't know. I was looking for a reason to lean him. First one of them to jump is the one that's getting slumped. Birds won't stop flying till the clip is dumb. Punks jump off and get deep down, but the mean of silence that makes you sleep sound. I know it's 1 o'clock and I ain't from your block. To keep it real with you, I ain't the one to stop. I drop some more from blocks to the shopping malls. Beef, I make it heated like popping smalls. Spit that earthquake shit, gotta rock the walls. Come at me, these niggas ain't got the balls. Blow a nigga out the frame, talk a nigga out his chain. No, we nigga know my name. I have to get out the game and remain as one of the best. Son and the rest, don't drive around with the gun and the best. Reputation on the block still thorough. My name's legend in the hood and the rest of the borough. State to state, tape still making cake with ease. But I had to upgrade the CDs, MP3s, overseas remember me. You could cop it on the corner where the vendors be, or satellite radio, anywhere you go. If my rhymes was put on clothes, you would wear my flow. I can't help it if the industry shows the hate like it closed at 8. How long am I supposed to wait? Y'all motherfuckers thought it was over, huh? Just cause y'all ain't here, dude, in 20 years. Don't get it twisted, nigga. It gets better with time, you know what I mean? I'm like a fine wine. Recognize. I'm the rap extraordinaire, not ordinary but rare. My category is bare over any rapper out there. Niggas talk but don't be walking the walk, they get chalked. And I soar like a hawk through New York, rest my head in Queens. Wake up, gyrate, represent the tri-state, catch cake, migrate. To wait for the damn court dates, the shit that I hate. I lay in South Central LA till the lie straight. Mikey D, keep it real, I don't appeal or make deals. Kidnap the squeals and prepare last meals for real. When I'm rhyming, I'm as smooth as they come. Saying word, God, cause I be moving them
son. Keeping money coming, competition, I keep them running. My click is gunning, you ain't got no kids, who the fuck you sonning? Breaking records in this rap shit for absence, cause I don't get down with the bullshit, gun clap shit. Only time I take is time to take it, serve a nigga. Not for murder with my fingerprints all on the trigger, cause real brothers keep it silent. All you hear is, when I'm about to get violent. You know what to do, baby. Say no more. Mikey D, forever. One.
Read all about it. Extra, read all about it. Keep up in the Mikey D, you know we're taking over. No time for fuck up, let me ready to explode, yeah. I will be feeling that you're ready to be. A long time, I'll be a telling, never ready to see. Extra, read all about it. Keep up in the Mikey D, you know we're taking over. No time for fuck up, let me ready to explode, yeah. I will be feeling that you're ready to be. A long time, I'll be a telling, never ready to see.
Alright, so welcome back to the palace. With me right now, I have the one and only Arius Marquis. Arius Marquis, welcome to the show. Arius, what's going on? What's going on?
Man, a lot's going on so far, man. We just trying to, you know, get a good fan base, you know, trying to get that buzz really, you know, kicking, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
okay, I want to thank you for joining us, because I know you got a lot of things going on, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time out to join us again. Like I was saying, the joint guaranteed fire, untouchable fire. What can we expect from this new CD that you got that's different from that one?
Well, I named it Imperfections for a reason, you know. It's different, I tell you that much. It's definitely different from the Guaranteed album. It's showing how I'm upgrading, but at the same time that I'm still not at where I need to be yet. You know, so production-wise, lyrical-wise, you name it. That's
what's pretty much over. Oh, okay. Now, explain to the listeners about your name, Arius Marquis. Tell them how you came up with your name.
Well, it's pretty much just my first and middle name, you know. Like I said before, I used to be in a duo group, and I named it J2, so when I departed ways from that group, then I wanted to keep it simple, you know. So I was told even before I broke out of the group that my name alone, you know, is commercial. So I just took that and I ran with it.
Now, you also work Cartel Music, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, Black Music Cartel. That's my dad's label. That's my dad's label. You know, we just coming grassroots, coming from the ground up, and basically it's like a team to us. You know, we doing everything that we need to do on our own funds, own strategies, own ideas, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm loving it. You know, I'm loving the independent power. You know, I'm loving the fact that we make our own decisions and things of that nature. We're making a dent. You know, we are definitely making a dent.
Now, what's different from Arius Marquis to any other R&B singer that's out there now? What makes you
different? I'm not just singing. You know, I'm not just putting music together and putting my vocals on it, and after the song is over with, that's it. You know, like I tell everyone, my music is a story. You know, so I haven't changed that concept. Everything that I write is based on true story, from the heart. It's soulful. I'm going to keep the soulfulness, you know. It's not, as they call it, bubblegum pop type stuff. You know, but it's real. It's authentic.
Wow. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of your joints. I'm trying to decide on which one. But they all fire. So, you know what? Let's go with Love Me For Me. Tell us about that one.
To me, and I'm going to be honest, to me, that is my theme song. Like, literally, that's my theme song. I say Love Me For Me is the best song that I made. but other people definitely beg to defer, you know. But it's just simply about letting the world know I have my flaws, you know. I don't do everything perfectly, but still, just accept me for who I am, because that's what I do to other people. I treat other people like human beings, you know, no matter what. You know, I've been told how good I am with this and good I am with that, yet I still stay humble. You know, I still treat people right. I don't forget about anybody who's been there for me. You know, so love me for me is pretty much a message saying, look, everything is not going to always be copacetic, you know, but still, you know, just love me for me, accept me for who I am, flaws and all.
I definitely feel you. We're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, you heard it once before, and now you're hearing it again. R&B sensation Aries Martinez in the building. And here go his first smashing single off of his, is it Imperfect?
Imperfection.
That's what I'm asking. Make sure I get it right. I'm winging it right now, man. I'm winging it right now. But Imperfection. Check this out. The line is flooded. Give your comments and your thoughts if you like, or you can sit back and listen to the show. We're going to get into it right now. Every small piece, love me for me here on GQ Palace Radio Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source and the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby. GQ Palace Radio.
Entertainment.
GQ Palace Radio.
As I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio, it's butter, baby.
Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio Station, Love and Pain. It's Butterbeer.
GQ Palace Radio.
It didn't take much. It's kind of confusing because what took the longest was trying to figure out what I wanted to name it, because I produced just the piano part. But then I was like, you know what, I need to try to make some, you know, new, something different so I can give to the people. But when I really got to it, man, it took me less than a week, easily. About 2 or 3 days, maybe.
Wow. Now, I want to ask you this. Would you feel more with the independent or more with the major label?
I love the independent. I mean, maybe joint venturing with a major label on certain things, but as far as keeping my creative control in it, as far as keeping all the majority of our profit and things like that, no. Definitely love the independent side.
Wow. So let me ask you, if you could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
I'm still sticking to my guns. I think I said this last time I was on, and I'm going to say it again. I love to perform with Fantasia. On the female side, I love to perform with Fantasia. On the male side, definitely Eric Benet. You know, wouldn't mind opening up for TGT. Bruno Mars.
Wow. Now, do you have a problem with collaborating with people? Is it just certain people that you would collaborate with that's inside of the label that you're with? Would you have a problem collaborating with somebody outside the label?
Actually, this is the funniest part of it all. Okay, when I was creating my Guaranteed album, everybody and their grandparents wanted to collab, but the door for me was closed. So when I started creating the Imperfections EP, I literally opened the door to collaborations. I wanted a hip-hop collaboration on this EP, and I wanted a male-female duet, you know. And I could not find anybody who would stick to their guns when it came down to collabing. Yeah, I definitely would collab now, but the question is, who's willing to go all the way and do it, and who's good enough to do it, you know, because I'm not going to just put anything as a collab, you know. We have to have something with meaning. And that's why Old Scotland Village, that's actually my first collab, and it's with my brother, who's a hip-hop artist. So, yeah.
Oh, that's your brother. Oh, yeah, I heard that one. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fire. Now, And that's your brother.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Y'all definitely killed that one. Y'all definitely killed that one. Now, when it comes down to you going into the booth, right, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you enter into that booth?
Well, when I'm going into the booth, the first thing I think of is, please don't let me run into anything that's going to postpone or drag on the progress of getting this song done, please. Other than that, that's it. That's just the worst part to me, because when I was creating my Guaranteed album, that's kind of what I ran into, man. It took me a lot longer to make that album than it did with this EP. You know, although this EP has 6 songs, it only took me a month. As opposed to Guaranteed, it took me over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you got the Guaranteed and you got the Imperfection. Which one is your, and which one would you say is the best one for you that you like the most?
No doubt, Imperfection.
I know every artist got that single or that CD that they like the most.
I love Imperfection. Because, like I say, I hear the growth in it. I hear the progress in it. As for Guaranteed, it's good. Not taking anything away from it. But that's my beginner stage, you know. So when I listen to Imperfection, I've kind of upgraded a little bit on production and things of that nature. Kind of put a variety of sounds in it, you know, things like that. You know, as opposed to Guaranteed, I was just, this is what I'm thinking, let's just put it out there. Didn't really know how to put different themes in it as opposed to with Imperfection. Imperfection is all over the place, you know, with variety.
Well, you know, we got some callers online, but I want to get into one more of your singles before we start taking calls. I want to get into Perfect World. Tell us about that.
Perfect World is pretty much a peace on earth / heaven on earth type of song. I said to myself, I said, I want to write music also about, you know, social conscious issues. I don't want to just write nothing but R&B. You know, love songs, ballads, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, I want to be different. I want to be all over the place. So I kind of put a hip-hop / R&B feel to the song. And the lyrics, it's just pretty much what I said would be a perfect world. You know, I was thinking about that at work. Because you know how a lot of people say, in a perfect world, this would be, well, I said, you know what, let me write a song about it. You know, and bam, yeah.
All right, well, you know what? I want you to introduce that next single.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my favorite songs, a hot song that a lot of people are getting and grasping to, Perfect World.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment
with Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Everybody has a need to know. So no doubt in the back, and no
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, and just to tell you, it's better.
Kelly type of person, man. you definitely getting that fire going on. We have a caller for you. I want to bring them on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't have any questions. I would like to say, as I said before, when you were on another interview, I'm a fan. The music is beautiful. Continued success. Don't stop doing what you're doing. We love you. Great music. Beautiful voice. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I am definitely a fan and have been ever since I first heard your music on GQ Palace. And I will continue to be a fan of yours. Beautiful, beautiful music.
Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Let me make this clear right quick. For my fans, this EP is F-R-E-E. I need to make this clear. So this time, you can download the music for free as much as you want on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. That tip is all free, no strings attached. Go get the music. Just grab it.
All right. No doubt. Y'all heard that. The music is free. And so far, what you heard, I know you like. Hold on. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, listen, how do you feel about the music's like from the 80s and 90s compared to today's music? What's your collaboration on that?
That music is the music that I grew up to. That music is the music that I still listen to. Honestly, and this might sound a little harsh, but if you want to call a lot of the stuff today music, it doesn't compare. It just does not come close. I listen to, as a matter of fact, I go all the way to the doo-wop era. You're talking about from Freddie Jackson to Frankie Lyman, Temptations, Manhattan, all of that stuff I listen to.
Oh, that's cool, because I was going to go back to the 70s, but I thought, you know, you was a young buck. So that's the way music was, and your music's kind of smooth and everything. And we need to bring the old school back, you know, with rap and regular music, because a lot of stuff is watered down. So if you keep it cool and everything, and you'll make it to the top, man, slowly but surely, because a lot of stuff out there is just people that's making money and CDs, but it's not of no value. So just keep up this good work and keep it smooth.
Rich, I
appreciate you.
Rich,
yeah.
I want to comment on one thing that brother just said, include my son. I think that one thing that is missing in music, and that's one of the things that my sons, you know, we talked about over the years as they developed their sound, is musicianship. I think that's what's missing about today's artists. you know, the true musicians.
Right.
And the ones still around, that's why R. Kelly's an actual musician. A lot of these other guys are gimmicks that record companies just put them out there just to sell records and look at the bottom line.
Right.
So with Black Music Cartel and Aries Marquise and even my son who's a hip-hop artist, the one thing that we do stress is the true musicianship and putting that sound, I bring that sound forward so the public can go back to it and say, well, look, that's what we've been missing.
Exactly.
Because you know,
that music always stays there. You know, you always go back to, like he said, to the old stuff, and that stuff lasts forever. But the watered-down stuff, you're not going to remember that in like 10 or 20 years, but you're always going to miss it, remember the good, solid music, because that's
right.
The foundation. And like you said, musicians, when you heard the bass, the guitar, the trumpets, whatever,
right,
everything's computerized
right.
now. And you know, right. I remember I used to listen to the headphone on my headphones, and you can hear each instrument, you know, and it's just like everything's combined now, and it's watered down. Like, you know, even with old school rap, you know, you're cutting up and hitting the beats, whatever, and everything's
right.
like computerized now. It's watered down. You just push a button where it had to be like technique, where you had to have the skill to spin back and cut, you know, and MC and stuff. And it was all like the beatbox was by, like Dougie Freshman was by your mouth. It wasn't just like, you know, hitting a button. So.
Right.
So just smooth, man, and keep that old school stuff, because it might take a little longer, but in the long run, you'll be your legacy. You'll be remembered a lot more, man. So just take it slow and keep it strong, and you'll be all right, man.
I appreciate you. I definitely will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on the air. You're welcome. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I am a fan. I'm a new fan. I am.
Thank you.
This is what we all have been missing, you know, the music that, you know, 5 years from now will still be, you know, relevant.
Correct.
You know, like the music back in the day where you could turn any song on back in the day and still, you know, do a two-step and be able to sit and smile and say, yeah, I remember what I was doing, you know, back then.
Correct.
That's what I'm missing. And I'm definitely a fan. So how can I get the music?
As I said, ReverbNation.com/AriesMarquise. That's AriesMarquise. You can download it there for free. Same thing with SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/AriesMarquise. Just pretty much that tip. My Facebook page just is there.
Okay.
Definitely is there. Yeah.
Okay, and will you be coming to New York at all?
Honestly,
We're working on it. Trust me. We're coming. And once we come, that's why I'm going to get with Rich Money. And we're working on it. Trust me. We're really working on it. It's going to be sooner than later. We're closer than people think.
Excellent. Well, I'm a new fan, and I wish you much success, and I look forward to you coming to New York.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. All right, Aries, I have to get this last single played in here before, you know, we run out of time. Old Scotlandville. I love that song right there. Tell us about Old Scotlandville.
Old Scotlandville is pretty much a dedication, you know, a tribute to our hometown. You know, it's a little town called Scotlandville here in Baton Rouge. And me and my brother decided to just put our heads together and make that tribute. Now, it was kind of crazy because it actually kind of came at the last minute for me, because he told me that he had written the lyrics and stuff for my part. I literally had to come up with all of my parts, you know, ad-libs and all, in the same day. As a matter of fact, I was at work, and I texted him, and he said, man, I thought you had, you know, I thought you did. I said, man, you told me that you had all of that down pat. Well, I put all the lyrics in my head, put it all together an hour before leaving work, got home, got in the studio, 2 hours, did everything on the spot, done. All of my part was done on the spot.
Wow.
That's I think that's one of the reasons I love putting this song together, because that was a historical feat that I did, putting a song together like that. Exact same day from scratch. I'm talking about mixed it, mastered it, put my lyrics down, how I was going to sing this part, that part. I even put the chorus and everything together. same day. Same day.
Wow. Well, you know what? I want you to introduce this track as well. Go ahead. You on the roll tonight.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great tribute to my hometown, Old Scotlandville.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Growing up in North Baton Rouge, young and smooth, but I had my way. Listening to old school tunes on those rainy days, playing Super Mario. Just the past time I remember when me and Reese used to ride our bikes by Little Zion. Dad and Mom used to get a fat track burger to eat, living on the dead end of Memphis Street. My bed rocking in apartment 3. On the other side is where CC and Jordan used to be. Chilling was on the memo, fun was just the intro. Hanging out with my cousins, kicking ass on Nintendo. Running around outside, playing hide and seek. Go rolling through the park, even playing ball over at Antique. It's funny, I can just smile up on those things in the past. Positive vibes made everything move so fast. Bad times were heavy, that was something I really hated. But looking at how far I came, I appreciate it.
The place in which I came from, Old Scotlandville, my hometown. This is the place where it all begins for me. And will forever be a part of my history.
History.
Scotland, still, I will always
love.
Yeah.
And after like homecoming, you can smell the barbecue. Everybody posted up on the yard, hanging out at SU. Southern University has the best parades. Tailgating with your people, the normal escapades. Swag champs, homeboy, yeah, you know we running. Second home to go, oh yeah, we steady gunning. Summertime, I enjoy, keep it low key and chill. Just as hot outside, I need a slow ball from the field. After that, I'm hitting up S&Y for some turkey wings and thighs. Elma Avenue was where I reside. Went to school at Progress Elementary. That's like ancient history. I remember Mrs. Burke and Mrs. Lee. I played basketball for the Little Jazz. Undefeated season at the age 11, not bad. But whoever knew, I would be in the zone. Whoever knew, I'd be the strong microphone like that.
I came from Old Scotland Field.
I'm not ashamed.
Old Scotland Field. This is the place where it all begins.
Begins.
And forever be a part of my history.
Scotland Hill,
I will always love.
Yeah. Now if you're from the field, go and put your hands up. Now if you're from Scotland Square, put your hands up. Bankstown in the Acres, put your hands up. Now if you're from Scotlandville, put your hands up. Hands
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Now keep my demeanor smoother than the baby such. You haven't seen nothing cleaner. Everybody got the music from Boone. Can't forget about Vince. Liquor school's all good. We kept it groovy. Crestwork Middle. I was a part of the school. That was my awakening. I started living by my own rules. And young and surrounded by confusion and doubt. At the time, the world was something I had to figure out. But that's another story. You will learn about my glory, my trials and tribulations, my hopes and my worries.
Yeah,
coming from Scotland,
yeah.
And I'm about to handle biz. When we step up in the party, you know what time it is.
Is
it
the place in which I came from? Old Scotlandville.
Old Scotlandville.
I'm not ashamed of. Old Scotlandville.
Yeah.
This is the place where it all begins for me.
It all begins.
And forever be a part of my history.
Always.
Scotlandville, I will always love.
Thinking back to the good times and the bad, I see it brought us to where we're at, which is what makes me so glad that we grew up where we did, with our family and past friends. No matter where I go or been, I rep the bill until the end.
Hey,
there's a place in which I came from,
Old Scotlandville.
Scotlandville.
Oh,
Scotlandville.
Oh,
Scotlandville.
Oh,
Scotlandville.
GQ Palace Radio.
What up, peace world? It's your boy Mellow Man 8. Right now you got a box on GQ Palace Radio.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
Y'all ready for this?
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Powers Radio. It's Butter Baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, and GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby.
All right, Arius, I'm back with you. You there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I had a little technical difficulty. You know, this was like the second time you came on with your music, and I had a technical difficulty. That's how hot it is.
Blowing up the radio station.
Yeah, man, that's how hot it is. Like, wow. So that song was with you and your brother, right?
Yep.
Now, how long did it take for y'all to finish that song?
His part took about, I think maybe a week. My part, like I said, 2 hours.
Wow. Now, do y'all got any up-and-coming projects going on?
He has a mixtape coming out. My project is the EP, you know, the Imperfections EP. But we just decided to put ourselves together on this one. So we had to do one eventually. We wanted to do one eventually. But we saw that this time was the perfect time since we're both making three projects to put our heads together and, you know, intertwine our artistry together, you know, while we're making these projects. That way we can cross-promote at the same time, you know, promoting our own project.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, we seem to be running out of time, but, you know, Eric, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give everybody your information. We definitely going to go take the tracks on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ain't no question about it. Let them know where they can get the track. Let them know how they can contact you and everything. Give them all that information.
Okay. As I said before, the Imperfections EP is free. You can get it at ReverbNation.com/Aries Marquis. You can go on that tip, search for Aries Marquis. Imperfections will pop up. Free download. SoundCloud.com/Aries Marquis. I'm on Facebook. Type in Aries Marquis. So Google me, sing, what have you. My email address, ariesmarquise@hotmail.com. I think that's pretty much it.
You gave him that tip, Henry.
Yeah, I gave him that tip. SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Facebook. I think that's pretty much it. Twitter,
wow.
Twitter also.
Yeah, give them the Twitter too. Don't forget the Twitter.
Yeah, I forgot all about the Twitter. I have so many social sites, I have to try to remember. You know? Yeah, but Twitter @AriesMarquise. Everything is Aries Marquise. AriesMarquise.
Wow. You know, Aries, I want to thank you. Mr. Kenneth, I want to thank you as well.
Oh, yeah, anytime. You know that, Rich. Anytime.
You have to get y'all out here in New York, man.
Okay. That's what I'm working on. I'm working on it, trust me. I'm really working on it. You know, Dad, I really work the business. Like my sons work the artistry, I got to work the business.
Let them know about your business as well.
Black Music Cartel, my sons and I own the label, so they're at the forefront. But my whole focus on the business itself is the business side. I'm trying to work closely with other people as far as getting them shows. Radio play, we're working on that all of it. So the more I stay behind the scenes and grind, the better they are as far as the success as it comes. So that's my focus. I don't get in the way when it comes to I stay out of the way. I just bring them up to date on how the business is going, as far as our, you know, as far as the contacts, connections, and the finances and all that. That's something that I bring to their attention. So that's what Dad does, and I'm still on top of the business side of it.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I really want to thank y'all. You know, y'all welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. Definitely going to put you on the magazine. We definitely going to rotate your song and all that. Each and every one of them.
Right.
So, you know, you can tell a friend, and it's going to be played this Monday as well. They want to tune in and listen. You know, nonstop music on Monday. We're going straight through it. You know, on Wednesdays we're going to play it. Friday we're going to play it. Thursday we're going to play it. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
We do appreciate you, Rich, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you've done for us thus far, man. We really do appreciate
I appreciate y'all taking the time out to come on the show and everything and let everybody know, you know, Aries Marquise and Black Cartel Music. That is definitely going to go to another level. Ain't no question about it.
Thank you, brother.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you, Rich. Thank you. 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 for, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014, Club Allure, DJ Coco Chanel, Seth Lover, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Links, myself, Brotherhood Production, Ice-T be in the building, Red Alert is supposed to be in the building. It's supposed to be ridiculous. That's April 27th, Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Also, don't forget about the GQ Pilot episode. You know, we got a commercial now for that. So I can't even waste my breath no more on singing the whole thing. You just don't have to speak to listen to the commercial. But once again, make sure y'all check out Aries Marquis Music. He's doing big things. He's taking it to another level. April 18th, we got Rob Bass in the building. Don't forget about that. He's one of our special guests, April 18th. Might have somebody before Rob Bain, so make sure you tune in. I am your host for tonight, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace Radio. You know how we do. We take it to another level. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites. 65,000 listeners are still rising within 2 years. 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we're playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesday, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace Radio.